My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican representing the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee, where just last week he passionately outlined what he sees as the real scandals of the 2016 election and demanded the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appoint a second special counsel to investigate the actions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team, some of whom have been exposed as partisans and one, at least, who discussed having an insurance policy against a Trump presidency. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you, Greg.
We know about the partisanship of Andrew Weissman, for example, but the actions of Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr potentially go much farther. Let's start with Strzok. Last week, you gave the whole timeline from January all the way up through August when he gave that text that was released in recent days where he told his mistress that he doesn't think Trump's going to win, but he needs an insurance policy just in case it happens. Yeah. And you mentioned the curious timing as to the timing of the Pfizer request. Yeah. So what evidence do you need to find to determine if there is that connection?
Well, we need to depose Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr and Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page, all these key people at the FBI and Justice Department who were involved in what appears to be this effort to undermine the Trump campaign and help Hillary Clinton be the next president. And thank goodness they weren't successful. But remember, Peter Strzok is Mr. Super Agent guy at the FBI. He ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, and Clinton, Secretary Clinton. He's the guy who did the famous exoneration letter change from changed the term gross negligence, a crime, to extreme carelessness. He's also the guy who ran the Russian investigation and interviewed Mike Flynn. So he gets kicked off the Mueller team, and we're told it's because of anti-Trump text messages between him and Lisa Page. And my belief is it's got to be more than that. Because as I said in committee a couple of weeks ago, if you kicked everyone off the Mueller team who's anti-Trump, you wouldn't have anybody left. So it has to be something more. And my contention is it goes to the dossier that I believe was used as the basis for securing the warrants to spy on Americans, the dossier that was put in the application, taken to the FISA court to get those warrants to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign. And I believe Peter Strzok, who is the deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI, who ran both the Clinton and the Russian investigation, probably has his fingerprints all over that application.
And so then you said these were the two questions at the crux of the investigation. Here's what you said.
Yep.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions.
Now, you said you believe the answers to both of those questions is yes. Will depositions alone get you to the bottom of that, or what else do you need?
We could look at the FISA court application, and frankly, they're obligated to at some point give that to the Judiciary Committee. We have primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department and the FBI, so we need that application. Now, what's important is at some point we have to have that, I think, that information in a non-classified setting so the American people can see. Did they pay Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote the dossier? It's been reported that he was reimbursed by the FBI. Why are they paying the guy who was paid at the same time by the Clinton campaign? So if the answer to that question is a yes, I think that shows that this took place. And certainly the second question, if the answer is you took this dossier, this fake news National Enquirer baloney, and turned it into and bootstrapped it up into an intelligence document that you presented to a judge at the FISA court to secure these warrants, if that in fact happened, that definitely shows there was an effort to go after the Trump people and the Trump campaign with this ridiculous Clinton campaign paid for report that we call a dossier.
What are the ramifications if both of those answers are yes?
Scary.
Big picture.
I mean, just scary. I mean, it's like this is never supposed to happen in this great nation where you have the FBI weighing in and trying to say, we're going to help one party's nominee, we're going to go after the other party's nominee. That should never occur in the United States of America. And all the evidence and each new piece of evidence we learn over the last several weeks seems to point to that's exactly what took place.
The former Attorney General, Eric Holder, with whom you've had a few dust-ups over the past several years, has said this is just a giant smokescreen. Don't worry about Mueller. He's just doing his job. Republicans are scared about what they're going to find and eventually prosecute. What's your response to that?
Greg, to date, there has not been one bit of evidence that showed President Trump in any way coordinated with Russians to influence the election. But we know, just as sure as you and I are talking right now, we know the Clinton campaign, the DNC, which we now know are one and the same, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, paid Russians for what? To influence the campaign. They paid the law firm who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who took that money and paid Russians to get information, false information, that was used to go get warrants to spy on Americans. That's what we know. The last part we suspect happened, but all the other part we know. They paid Russians with campaign dollars to influence the election, and yet what's Mueller's investigation looking at? The other campaign, which is crazy, but that's what's going on.
Let's briefly talk about Bruce Ohr. We know he had communications with folks at Fusion GPS. We later learned, as you pointed out at the hearing, that his wife worked at the time for Fusion GPS, so there's some circumstantial evidence there. What more detail are you looking for on that front?
Well, his wife was not only worked there, she was hired specifically for the Russian project. Second, Bruce Ohr is the guy who he met with Christopher Steele during the campaign. So the same time the DNC is paying Christopher Steele to put together this dossier, he's meeting with a top justice official. That's kind of strange. Second, and maybe more important, is the meeting he has after the election with Glenn Simpson, who is the founder and president of Fusion GPS. Why is Bruce Ohr meeting with Glenn Simpson after the election? Now, there could be a legitimate, some kind of reason, but it seems to raise two questions in my mind. Were they meeting to say, oh shoot, our candidate didn't win? President Trump's going to be now, the president, he's President-elect Trump. Did they meet to get their story straight and figure out, we did this, what do we have to do to correct it and get our story straight? Or maybe did they meet to say, now it's time to double down? Now it's time to go after President-elect Trump. We went after the candidate and the campaign. Now we got to go after President-elect Trump. And never forget, it was during the transition from Election Day until Inauguration Day that we started to see all this unmasking and all these leaks from the intelligence community. So maybe there's something there. I don't know. But that's why we need to bring Bruce Ohr in and talk to him.
Last question. I know you've got to run, Congressman. You grilled Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein pretty carefully on whether or not he would appoint another special prosecutor to look at what's been going on with some of these other elements. He was pretty evasive, said if we all keep looking at it, we want to make sure it's above board and we'll make decisions if we have to. Do you expect that to happen? And what do you make of his oversight of this?
I do, because I don't know any other remedy. I don't know how you're going to get to the – I don't know how you're going to get someone at the Justice Department. In light of all we found out about the FBI, in light of what top officials like Bruce Ohr in the Justice Department, all this history, it seems to me you have to go outside and bring in a second special counsel. I don't like special counsels, never have, but I don't know any other remedy. Now, we in Congress, we have to do everything we can to get to the truth for the American people. But to hold people accountable, if they're guilty of actual criminal behavior here, we don't know that yet, but it sure looks like bad things happen. But if there's actual criminal behavior, you need a Justice Department to go do that, their investigation, and actually prosecute. I think it's required to have a second special counsel. Lots more members are now calling for it in light of the new evidence we've gotten. So hopefully that happens. Greg, I'm sorry I got a phone here, but take care, brother. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, thanks very much for your time. He's actually, in case you wanted to know, running off to actually go vote for the Republican tax reform bill. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.